Brand new music to the show, Rogues and Royalty Choices. When was that recorded, boys?
Oh man. It's been a few months ago now. Well, the funny thing about this song.
Why am I just getting it?
No, well, the funny thing about the song is that we had written lyrics and music separately.
Oh.
And then when we go to match the lyrics and with the music, we kind of had this. It wasn't really fitting.
Yeah.
So we had to go back and almost essentially rewrite the song like three times before we come out with a concept for the
lyrics. You know, I think that's pretty common. But listen, I've just started jawing here. First of all, first things first. Introduce yourselves. We'll just go around the horn here.
I'm Joe, bass player.
I'm Jesse, lead vocals.
Aaron, guitarist.
Hey, I'm Dave, lead guitar.
And I'm Jordan. I'm the drummer.
All right. Very good. Rose and Royalty here. They got
I love the distinction of lead guitarist.
Yeah. They brought three whole new songs. I've had two songs for a while, and now, boom, three more. Love how that works. But you guys got gigs coming up. We will get into that here in just a bit. But and this may be on me, but I feel like you guys are sort of a relatively new band, or at least as far as the public consciousness is concerned.
We've been together for a little while now, but we've been kind of like, we didn't want to like just like write a song and release it and then write a song and release
okay.
it. Like, we wanted to kind of build
up. So you guys have been doing this secret thing like just back out like behind the scenes, putting together a whole schmeal.
Yeah. Well, and once we started playing live shows, we wanted to have enough.
Sure.
You know, the stuff where we could kind of release it as we started playing the live
shows.
Just
do
it all
in
one shot.
Colorado doing videos and
That was something else I want to ask you guys about. What is I understand you're a far some guys from around here and some guys from not anywhere near around here. And I was wondering about how do you end up in the middle of the country to do your recording and your videos and things? Because I don't know if you know this, but there's lots of studios around here.
Well, I mean, that was a situation where, I mean, we found Dave, and
Dave knew this.
Dave had the foresight to, about 30-something years ago, have a kid who would come out to be very successful and very talented, like his dad.
I see. Yeah,
more talented than his dad.
Well, and it just worked out to go out there and record with him in his studio.
Listen, that's a really good answer. Yeah. I'm glad you had an answer. And it was a good one. I mean, not that you got to answer to me, but it is kind of curious.
Well, I mean, yeah, because I mean, there are a lot of really talented producers out here. There's a lot of really good studios out here. But, I mean, just in the situation we were in. And
no, that's,
I mean,
that's
a lot
really
of it
unique.
Made sense to kind of keep it all within the family.
Yeah, no, that's unique. That's unique. And it makes for nice road trips in that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Have you guys driven out there for everything?
It makes for great road trips when you're in the middle of Kansas and Dave shatters your reality.
Well, listen, we're not going to shatter anyone else's reality, so let's keep that story to ourselves. Okay, I'm not here to tell people about Santa Claus or anything else like that. Okay, so you have a bunch of shows coming up. Let's get your socials out there. Is there a thread? Are you guys on all the platforms or just Facebook? Or what's the easiest way to find you?
Currently on Facebook and Instagram.
Okay.
Royalty 2020, I think, will find you on both.
Okay. All right. And then, of course, being transparent, it's Monday afternoon. I'm actually on vacation. But I booked this interview, like 3 weeks ago or something like that?
Yeah.
So I, you know, and the show never goes on vacation, even when I do. And it's not like I go anywhere when I'm on vacation. I went to Cave City for lunch today with my mom. Wow. But,
sounds like a good time. I'm sorry.
No, it was. I went to the watermill, getting that catfish, son. But anyway, of course, when I make the show post Thursday, you know, you guys will be tagged in it, and that'll help too. But some really good gigs coming up the 14th. For that big, what is Daniel calling it? Daniel Harvey's put this together. It's a great lineup. I should have had it already pulled up on my phone. So you guys stall about what's going on at that gig while I pull up the flyer.
That one out there at AJ's on the 14th, they're calling it Rock the Lot.
Rock the Lot.
That's going to be a big lineup. I think they got, a dozen bands?
12?
14?
14.
Quite
gosh.
A few of those.
14
bands, yeah. It'd be like an all-day kind
of
thing.
Yeah, I think it starts at like 11 or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you're right, it is an all-day thing. And you would think that the lineup would be easily found in his pictures, and it's not, which is weird. But I know Nova Suns is on it, is what I was getting at.
Yeah, they're out there.
And
Electric Rain.
Electric Rain. Mm-hmm. God bless Electric Rain, who, by the way, have sent me 4 new songs. So we'll hear from them next week as well. I'm going to have Daniel on next week to talk about that Rock the Lot, which, I mean, the tickets are through Eventbrite because it's a big damn deal. Here we go. Existing in Exile, Grandshaw, Nova Suns, Electric Rain, Dos Cobros, Crush, Rockbridge, You Guys, Luna Geist, Ghost in the Human Hoax, Zella May, Brian Carter Solo, Synergy 3, and Dilation. So it is a big all-day thing. Music at 11, it says here. Saturday the 14th, gates at 10. AJ's is in Glasgow, right there off of Broadway. AJ's, downtown Glasgow. They've got a Facebook page and all that. Hunt that up. And then back to downtown Glasgow the 27th with the Mighty Jackal at the Plaza Theater. So, damn.
Jacko.
Hope y'all got a lot of merch to sell at all these deals.
Oh, yeah. We've been piling that up for a little while.
Okay, good deal. Well, let's sell out all that merch across the scope of these shows. And let's hear another new song. It's called Bullet. Is this Bullet about the Bang Bang, or is this about bourbon?
The Bang Bang.
there was some consideration.
Well,
I'm
trying to think about the bourbon could have been involved, but it's there. Not really mentioned at all. It's really more about the Bang Bang.
It's anywhere between, let's say, bikers and cowboys.
Outlaws.
Yeah. Yes. It's just about outlaws.
Indeed. All right. Bullet, we got another new song here in a little bit. Whose title caused a whole conversation here in the studio before we got going. Rogues and Royalty, hunt them up on Facebook. Of course, look at the station Facebook page. They'll be tagged in our weekly show post. And this is new stuff. This is Bullet. The local show is brought to you by Kentucky Music Company and by The Grove in Glasgow on 98.3 The Edge.